Over the years, Acton has experienced a variety of extreme weather, ranging from heavy rain to large amounts of snow, all quite common for the area. But out of all the weather events recorded in Acton's history, one stands out for its rarity. The afternoon of Tuesday, July 8, 1890, was presented with oppressive heat with signs of a storm starting to build on the horizon. As reported in the Thursday, July 10, 1890 edition of the Acton Free Press, at about 2 p.m., the sky became black and a great storm threatened from the northwest. Then at about 2:30 p.m., the storm broke over Acton with what was described as the greatest fury. A strong wind, reported as a tornado, swept across the town, along with heavy rain and hail, causing damage and destruction to structures and most of the area's vegetation. In the storm's path was Ferry Lake and Prospect Park, which saw extensive damage. The exhibition buildings were leveled, fences were flattened, and trees were uprooted by the force of the strong wind. Other parts of Acton and area also experienced the storm with the damage of buildings, broken windows in many buildings, including the town hall, the uprooting of orchards, and the flattening of fields. During that time, it was reported that the most exciting episode of the storm occurred at the Grand Trunk Railway Station. According to the Free Press, the 2:27 p.m. train was due when the storm struck the town. It is said that Mr. John Williams was waiting for the train when the wind lifted the cover off his buggy and threw it upon the horses. This frightened them and they wheeled down the track in the face of the approaching train. With not much time to spare, Williams was able to turn his horses at the crossing, where he was thrown out and knocked senseless. The horses were eventually caught after running down Mill Street to the mill and Williams came about his senses. While his buggy was a write-off, his horses were uninjured during the frightening event. At press time, the paper said that it was impossible to estimate the loss, but for Acton and the vicinity it will run up to several thousand dollars. While most tornadoes can be deadly, thankfully, this storm only produced minor injuries to local residents and no deaths were reported. Since that time, Acton and area has not experienced another tornado but, after more than 130 years, it still serves as a reminder that it could happen and we should always be prepared for such events.